The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile them, for the things that come out of a person are what defile them. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, evil, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. When we read the Old Testament, we are not only reading about Almighty God revealing himself to the world, but we're also reading about him forming his chosen people, the Jewish people, and civilizing them. So as God reveals himself to his people, they begin to understand what it is to live as one nation, what it is to practice justice, what it is to treat others with respect, how to understand themselves as human beings created in God's image and likeness. But of their understanding is also clouded by original sin and clouded by personal sin. So God has to gradually form them and enlighten them and reveal himself to them more and more clearly. And this comes to perfection with the coming of Jesus, God's own Son. And when our Lord comes, he both confirms everything from the past that is true and takes the people far forward, we might say into the future, because he reveals to us the true faith of God through his own human face. And he reveals to us the true face that is ours as men and women created in God's image by being born in that image and likeness himself through his human nature. So Jesus confirms all that is true in Judaism, but he also teaches his disciples that with his coming, many of the obligations that they had to follow in the past are no longer necessary. They have served their purpose. They have taught and trained the people, and now they are ready to live with responsibility and reason and faith. So our Lord does away with much of what we call the ceremonial law of the Old Testament. Rules and obligations that the people followed, sometimes very painstakingly, in order to be God's chosen people. But now with the coming of Christ and our Lord's gifts to us, these things aren't necessary in the same way. So some of the ceremonial laws of the Old Testament, for example, were stated in order to teach the Jews, You are different from other people. You mustn't blend in, because your belief in God and in God's law makes you different. So you were to observe these prayers, these customs, to wear this kind of clothing, not to wear this other form of clothing. Why? Because people who believe in false gods are doing that, and it has a different meaning. So when Jesus speaks about washing pots and pans and things from the market, these rules are not simply expressing hygiene, which is good, but they're also expressing separation. You're not one of them. And Jesus changes this because he wants his salvation, his gospel, to be preached to the whole earth, so that men and women of every tribe and nation and place can be part of his chosen people, his church that's going to embrace everyone. Let me give you an example that might help you to understand this. A few years ago, a book was published with the title, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Now, that title is not accurate, but it's truthful. There are many things that we need to know that we didn't learn in kindergarten. But what we did learn in kindergarten is the basis for much that we learned to understand later. To give you an example, when you were very little, your mother taught you never to cross the road without holding hands. Now, if you're a grown-up and you still have someone to hold hands with when you cross the street, congratulations. But that's not what's necessary. What's necessary is that you look and be safe. That's the lesson. The format was what was appropriate to you as a little one. When I grew up, we had a boy who lived next door, and his mother was extremely concerned about tummy aches and gastric problems of all kinds, and so she taught her children to chew 25 times every mouthful of food before they swallowed. Luckily, someone taught them by the time they were teenagers it wasn't necessary. They're now happily married and adults. But for their youthful years, they learned that way of eating and digesting properly. So in the same way, many of the things taught to the Jews were to form them and protect them as an as yet immature people. They were a very small nation. It would have been very easy for them to simply blend in. It would have been very easy for them to be obliterated by any army. So God used all of these ways in order to protect and form his people so that through them his son could come to the whole world. So we today still hold to the moral law of Judaism, but we understand that moral law in the light of Christ, who takes away misunderstanding and reveals to us the fullness of God's love and God's plan. And our ceremonial law still has within it many of the truths, the truthfulness of the old, but we are not obliged to all of those ritual practices because we have a new form of worship. We worship Almighty God not in one temple in Jerusalem, but in any church where an altar is raised, where the Mass is celebrated, and the sacrifice of Christ renewed. So when we look at the Old Testament, we must always keep these things in mind and never read it without doing so through the optic, through the lenses of Christ. Because it is Jesus who gives the meaning to the Old Testament. He's the key that unlocks it all in order that we might have the fullness of truth. Now you see, there's very much in these thoughts for us to think about, to contemplate. But since today is the last of your superb short summer sermons, I'm going to leave it there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.